It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, Pittsburgh's North Side was abuzz as tens of thousands of people from all over the region descended on PNC Park for the 2013 Pirates season opener. Next door at Heinz Field, a much smaller gathering took place at the home of the Steelers. In a conference room where post-game interviews are normally held, a group of exchange students from the Belfast, Northern Ireland parish of Holy Cross gathered with Pittsburgh area students to talk with Steelers chairman Dan Rooney. Mr. Rooney is back running the Steelers after spending the past 4 years serving as the United States ambassador to Ireland. Having dealt with the lingering tensions in Northern Ireland as ambassador, Mr. Rooney sees this interaction between Pittsburgh and Irish teenagers as a continuation of his diplomacy. He sat down and talked with us about how his experiences as a team owner informed his approach to diplomacy and why it's important to bring together differing groups like these young men from Pittsburgh and young men from Northern Ireland.
Well, the big thing is mixing them together so that they will talk to each other. If you can get them talking to each other, then they'll get respect for each other and it'll just expand from that. But that's the big thing, and it's important in all phases, all cultures, all situations, as far as, you know, in the Northern Ireland area and those kind of places, it's important to get the conversation going, communication.
When you were serving as ambassador, what were some of the things that you saw as problems that needed to be addressed in a very direct way?
Well, I saw that the loyalist, that is the people that, you know, the way they would talk, they would say that they would be the non-Catholics. You know, they were a tough bunch, but yet they realized that it was time to come together. And, you know, they really worked at it. And then they said that they needed the opportunity to come to America and to present their situation to Americans. And as I say, it took a year to get it done, but we got it done, and they did very, very well when they did come over. But it's that kind of a situation, giving them the opportunity.
So was it mainly an idea of sitting two groups of people down and giving them an opportunity to discuss their problems, their differences, and that kind of thing?
You know, you have to create a situation where that can work. For instance, you saw here today that the Irish sat on one side and the Pittsburghers sat on another side. And then we tried to just say, okay, would you have any questions? And you tried to go back and forth to let a question come from them and then a question come from them, because that way, I'm sure right now they're more or less willing. Hopefully the conversation will go on. And they've had this experience many times. You have to create a situation so that it'll work. You just can't say, well, let's get all these guys together. Nothing will happen. But if you talk to them, take them like to a place like this that they'll like and enjoy, you know, you got a better chance. Being an ambassador opened up a lot of things. It opened up the idea of talking to people that I just wouldn't have the opportunity to meet as often. The idea of coming from a football team, did it help? Yeah, it helped because in this business you do have to talk to people. So when I got over to Ireland, I threw that out as the goal to the media and to the business community and to the embassy. Hey, this is what we want to do. We want to talk to everybody. We want to find out what they say their problems are, see if we can help them.
What do you think is the way forward in Ireland as the worst of the so-called troubles seem to be behind everyone? There are still lingering problems and resentments from that. What do you see as the biggest issues that need to be addressed?
Well, let's say this. Things are much, much better. The general public, you know, both the loyalist and the nationalist, see that it's much better to live together and not be causing each other troubles and to be doing things. And that is working, and it's good. The one thing that is a problem is that there are splinter groups who go out and create problems, and that is what is a very difficult, dangerous situation. They had a relationship where they were going to start hiring police who were Catholic, and they objected to that, and they've created some problems. But it is working. They are starting to intermingle the police force and things like that. So things are really better. They're not where they should be, but they're better.
What do you hope these Irish youngsters take back from this visit to Pittsburgh and to Heinz Field and the mecca of all things Steeler Nation back to Ireland?
Well, I think it's that you want to see them getting together. Hopefully, and I didn't see it there, but hopefully there's nationalists and loyalists, in the group of Irish. The guys from Pittsburgh, there's some very intelligent young men there. And I think that if they can come together and talk and show these guys, hey, we're willing to listen to you and help you and things like that, that would be the ideal situation if we could get that.
My name is DeMar Reynolds. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I go to University Prep. I play basketball for the Obama Eagles. I play football. I'm involved with Changes Program, which is to make a difference to do community service in Pittsburgh. One of the students were telling me about how gangs are over there and what signs they do. And most of the gangs, they say over there it's not as, as violent as over here. Talking to Dan Rooney about leadership, him being the owner of the Steelers, I got to learn from him that sometimes you do have to say no, even if it's something you really want to work hard to say yes at.
My name is Charles J. Nemet. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, born and raised all my life. Yeah, I really like the city. It's a nice city. Blending another culture with your own, this is the American dream. It's blending multiple cultures together to make a greater difference in the world. And to me, bringing someone from a completely different country, different background, different society, it really implements and works correctly and makes a much better world. So it's kind of interesting to hear how they talk and some of the ways they say stuff. Like, for example, when they say football, I think, oh, American football. And no, it's soccer. Oh, didn't know that. That's very interesting. Didn't know that. You think about all their cultures. You think, okay, they're going to act completely different to you. Then when you start to get to know them better, no, they're just no different from you. Just the only difference is they live there. They have different dialects and accents, but that's really the only thing. So I feel we all really connected here on maybe a teenage level, maybe a friend level even, I feel. Well, when they're talking about, especially Mr. Rooney, when he was talking about it, he was explaining about the IRA and things about how some kids are being conscripted into it. And to me, it kind of reminds me of stuff like gangs nowadays. To me, it's very similar on that premise. You don't want someone being forced to do something, especially involving violence, like a terrorist act or a gang. So it kind of felt a little more personal level on that, because it's very deep and compelling. You hear someone do that. It's not very good here. Definitely, I'm going to say this, don't be stereotypical, don't be racist, and you can learn a lot of new ideas from people you don't even know who they are. Sometimes even, someone you don't know and someone you don't trust, they can tend to be someone your best ally sometimes. That's something I really, truly learned about leadership. Don't always be quick to judge someone. Try and let them into your life just a little bit, and you might learn something you never knew yourself.
Now, this is the FedEx Great Hall. There's a lot of stuff that happens here during the day of a game. Those of you who've been to a game, you know what I'm talking about.
We joined the group of Irish teenagers as they toured Heinz Field with their American counterparts. Stephen Hughes, one of the coordinators from Belfast, explained that the 10 high school-aged young men decked out in white shirts, green ties, and green jackets come from a parish that has suffered severely as a result of the Northern Ireland conflict. He explained that these youth are vulnerable to exploitation from paramilitary organizations and interfaith violence.
The place where they live in Belfast is very white and a very Catholic and a very conservative community. We would like to provide them with a multicultural, a mix of race, ethnicity, difference. We want them to understand that outside of their own community is a bigger, more exciting world. We want to provide them with skills around interdependency and around diversity, but also around drive and aspiration and life goals. We want them to see that they have other places to go other than just surviving in an inner city community.
Three of the Irish students explained how they've been empowered by their experiences in America, and they shared their impressions of their Pittsburgh counterparts, many of whom are African American.
How's it going, fellas?
All right. My name's Conor Logan, and I'm from Belfast.
My name's Pierce McConnell, and I'm from Belfast.
My name's Fenton Marley, and I'm from Belfast.
Basketball is usually the main popular sport between us and the Americans. We usually find common ground with that.
What I enjoy talking to them about is their history and backgrounds, to see, like, have they experienced racism, being treated as second-class people and stuff. So I like to hear all that their stuff, to see, like, they're not as different, and, like, they've went through bad times, but they've got where they are today. the history of Belfast has been bad with the Troubles and England and Ireland always having fighting and all. So it's sort of the similar. So it is the discrimination we've experienced and they have experienced, and our people have experienced, is sort of the same. So it's good to hear their story, my story. I was took back by the whole experience coming to New York. It just shocked me. It wasn't what I expected it to be, and it makes you feel to be grateful for what you have. Seeing the homeless just makes you stop and think for a while to be grateful for what you've got. And coming over here and like experiencing new things just gives you a lot to think about, and you feel more powerful, you get more confidence and stuff. So it's good to bring back to your community.
Rooney is a very popular Irish family. What is the idea that their family came to the United States and built this sports empire? What does that mean to you guys, and to what extent is that a source of inspiration for you?
It's very inspirational to see that he came from sort of the same background as us. He's lived the same way we have, and for him to come here and be such successful as he has and made something as special as this here, it's really inspirational. Like, when you're down, like, you think about stuff like that there, and it gets you going, and you just remember like what you can do when you put your head to things.
Mr. Rooney became a diplomat and the ambassador to Ireland. One of the things that he worked really hard on was to bring people together and to show them ways to work through their differences, to help them to work through their differences. And obviously, with the Troubles in Ireland, there are at least a couple of groups that have had trouble traditionally getting along. So what have you learned about that you can take back to Ireland that will help you maybe see others in a different light and get along better?
You see, people here, they're just so calm with each other to get along. They don't fight over religion. They're nice to each other. And any chance we get, we go into peace process groups between two communities to try and come together, try and be friends and stuff, and just try and get along. So the experiences we've had over here, we'll take back and work on what we can do back home and try and get things together.
Coming up, we'll take a look back at the Northern Ireland peace talks with former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, the man who brokered the Good Friday Agreement, when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.